Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Anderson to talk about emergency preparedness month.
What is emergency preparedness?
Tony, it's what I call the act or the process of preparing for events that are outside the normal day-to-day happenings. That could be something such as a house fire, could be something as simple as a water line breaking in your house, could be an electrical outage, and then, you know, it ranges all the way up to tornado, flood, ice storm, that kind of thing.
It's changed over the last decade how emergency preparedness is perceived. What are some of those changes?
I think just the communication with our residents about the need and the importance of having a plan and doing some preparedness. And we've been doing it long enough now where we've started to see the results that prepared communities are more resilient communities. They tend to weather these emergency events with less disruption to normal day-to-day life.
You mentioned there's a wide range of different scenarios, from something as simple as a pipe burst to something catastrophic. If there's an emergency situation, what should people think to do first?
For years, you know, since I took this job, I've recommended that everybody have a plan. And I guess my answer to that question would be revert to your plan. Revert to the plan that you have for your family or in your workplace. Revert to the plan that you have put together with your employer in your workplace and follow that plan. And you know, when the event is over, kind of critique how things went. If you went by the plan and things didn't go so well, then that's a good time to look at changes that might need to be made to that plan. But I guess I would say, you know, go to your plan, follow your plan, and that would be a good place to start.
Give us a typical example of what a plan would kind of look like.
We're all relying on our cell phones. You know, hardly anybody knows what a phone book looks like anymore. If our cell phone was lost or damaged or didn't work, would you be able to contact the people that you need to contact? You know, most of our phone numbers are stored in those phones, so I, for one, am not very good at keeping those phone numbers in other places where I can get to them. Plan's going to talk about what your family should do in the first half an hour. Do you have clothing? Do you have medicines? Do you have food? You know, what are you going to do for shelter? How are you going to communicate with the extended family to let them know that you're okay? You know, those kinds of things.
What are some ways the average person can prepare for an emergency?
Again, I would go back to coming up with a plan. It can be a very simple plan. It doesn't have to be a big, long, 30-page document. Review it with your family. Practice it with your family. Do your kids. Does everybody know where your reunification spot is? Where are you going to meet, or how are you going to contact if, say, you're at work and your kids are at school? How are you going to make contact with them to let them know where they need to go or that everybody's okay? It does not have to be a plan that is so complex that, you know, most people can't follow it. It's really the simple things that we all need to do in those first minutes, maybe hours, after an emergency sets in.
How can the public get involved in the emergency planning preparedness process?
There's several websites. BeReady.com is one. BeReadyIowa.org.
What are some other things you want people to know in regards to emergency preparedness?
That it's an ongoing process. We have roughly 25 different emergency plans here in this office for the county and its jurisdictions. And we are required to review 20% of those every year. So it's truly an ongoing process. It's not that you today will build a plan or write a plan for your family and put it on the shelf and never look at it again. It's something that you need to look at periodically. And as I said before, when we've had an event and you've had to use parts of your plan, do a critique, you know, do a review of how things went. And if it didn't work very well, make some subtle changes to it, or, you know, make the changes to it that will hopefully allow it to work better for you the next time.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Marion County Emergency Management Coordinator Jeff Anderson, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.